This is Inside the FLX from FingerLakes1.com. I'm Ted Baker. I'm joined today by Sarah Whiffen, the Associate Vice President for Student Affairs at Finger Lakes Community College. We're going to talk about some groundbreaking mobile apps to keep students on track to meet their educational goals. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we talk about these apps, and a lot of what we're going to talk about today was born out of the COVID-19 pandemic, what did higher education learn and what have you learned specifically at FLCC during the pandemic about the way you provide services to students?
Sure. So I think the first thing that the whole world learned was you had to provide services in a whole new format to meet the needs of the student population. And so, Finger Lakes Community College has three satellite offices and one main campus in Canandaigua, but we have and had prior to the pandemic, a lot of students who were completely online who may not be in the region. And what we learned was we had to be able to provide services to those students in a way that all students could then benefit from. And to that end, we started looking at what were products out in the community that we could tap into already that would allow us to leverage more services to students, regardless of where they were and where their learning was taking place.
Part of your job as Associate Vice President for Student Affairs is to make sure kids stay on track and stay in school. Is year one the big year? Is that when most students leave, if they're going to leave?
Yes, I think it is. And I think it is across, the entire higher ed. And our job is to ensure that the students have the tools they need to be successful. And so, to your point that, yes, year one is critical. I think the first term is even the most critical if I were to kind of rank them, because if a student doesn't have a good onboarding experience or doesn't have the resources available to support them, they're going to feel frustrated and they're going to find another place or just leave higher education totally.
Other than finances, what are some of the main reasons why students aren't able to continue?
Well, obviously it's individual, but there are kind of some buckets, family and personal reasons, life crises come up. For us specifically, it can be transportation and or access to the right technology that students could leave. And I think the other piece is just students sometimes flounder and aren't sure they're in the right major. So we need to make sure that students, when they walk through those doors, really have an understanding of what it is they want to be doing. And if they inevitably come across something and they're like, this is really not what I thought it was going to be, then we need to have the tools and resources available for them to understand what are other options available to them, so they don't just walk out the door thinking higher ed isn't right for them.
That leads to these mobile apps. Talk about the process of coming up with this idea of using apps to deliver services. I'm sure part of it is it's a format that most students and most people are already familiar with.
Correct. So we started looking at how we could leverage, one of our apps is called Timely Care, and it's a 24/7 healthcare service. And we looked at this app because we really just realized early on in the pandemic that we were never going to be able to provide the type of service that all of our students needed. So the Timely Care platform allows any student in the continental US to check in on a mobile app and or a web-based app and get healthcare services, mental health services, and talk now services, which is kind of they're in a crisis right then and there, and they're not sure who to talk to. This app allows them to talk to a professional licensed trained therapist who can then either get them to the right local resources or can put them back into the college's network of care once the next day kind of comes along. So we were looking for resources that allowed us to expand our network of services. And the resource couldn't stand on its own. It had to talk with us. And that's the great part about our Timely Care partners. They, send us back reports of every student that's used it. And our practitioners, our healthcare practitioners, our mental health resources, and our social support services are all tied in so that we really understand what's happening to the student as a whole.
And with the telehealth portion of Timely Care, the average wait for service 10 minutes or less in a time when healthcare staffing is at critical levels, trying to get into an office in person nowadays can take a couple of weeks.
Sure. And it is. It's less than 10 minutes. And we are really proud about that. The other piece is that students can check their provider that they most want to assimilate with. So if someone wants a male provider or a female provider or someone that might have a background in alcohol and other drug substances, et cetera, students can click the type of provider that they would like to see. That may take a little bit longer, but the average idea here is that within 10 minutes, a student is able to log in and start talking with someone right away. And we really have seen that bode out in our usage.
And the mental health aspect is huge. I was just talking to somebody just yesterday during the pandemic and afterwards, more of us are working at home. And there's beginning to be a feeling of isolation. I'm sure it's the same for students who are partially or fully online. So to be able to talk to a mental health counselor is very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, you hear it everywhere that mental health is really on the forefront. People are talking about it. But that doesn't mean that a student understands what resources are available to them or when they need it. And so it's not just talking about it, but also connecting the student to ensure that they understand what these resources can do for them. You know, telling a student to sign up for Timely Care and register, which doesn't take long, a couple of minutes before they need the product, is one of our hurdles, because students don't understand, you know, when they're sick and they don't want to get out of bed or they're just not feeling well emotionally, you know, to take those 2-3 minutes to register can really kind of be a stumbling block. And so we're trying to get the message out. Do something now, be proactive so that when you need these services, they're here. And what we are finding through other measures, students coming into the college want to talk about their mental health. They recognize that they have been struggling over the course of the pandemic, and they're not afraid to talk about it and get the help. They're just not always sure where to go. And so it's trying to get all of those pieces of the puzzle in place so that our students can be successful.
One of the things that's great about these apps is you can exactly track their use, and you can compare. A few years down the line, you'll be able to say, okay, students who've used the app are this much more likely to stay and succeed than those who didn't.
Absolutely. And I just want to be cautious. We're not looking at what students are talking about with their practitioners. Right. We're just looking at, you know, what service they used and whether or not they were successful later on. So you're absolutely right. Being able to track that and then being able to also tailor our personal services on campus to meet the needs of, you know, what's missing, or what are we seeing and what can we program differently around. So it's really giving us information as an institution to be able to change the services or adapt our services to complement this entire process so that students really understand we care about them as a whole person, not just a student. We want to care about everything about their lives.
Timely Care is the name of the physical and mental health app. The other app is called EdSites, as in education. EdSites chatbot, and it's kind of an FAQ, but way more than that.
Yeah, actually, it's wonderful. So this is that people are familiar with a chatbot where they might log on to a website and a little pop-up comes in and says, can I help you? We don't have it on a website. We have it as a text messaging service, but we send out services under our mascot, Flick, and Flick checks in with students. Students can ask Flick questions, you know, what's the library hours, or, you know, when's my bill due? But the different piece is that we send out almost every other week information to students through Flick, where we're asking questions about students' academic, social well-being, physical health, mental health, and financial well-being. And these questions are tailored and written in a way that are actionable so that people at the college get the responses and can intervene in a much more robust way.
And the interesting thing is that kids are responding. 35% response rate when these surveys are sent out. Anybody in any kind of marketing profession would kill for that.
Yeah, it's great. We do have one of the highest opt-in rate. So students, of course, can opt out of this service at any time. We have a 99% opt-in rate. So we find that even though students may not participate in every one of their the surveys, they are still remaining as part of the chat bot, which is just great. And, you know, we have sent out about 4 different chatbot surveys now. And overall, we have more than 50% of our students are actually using it in some way or fashion. So it is useful. And students are sometimes surprised that we're reaching out to say, hey, last night you let us know that you were struggling with finances. And do you know that we have emergency services online so that we can maybe get you that tire that you can't fix because your financial aid isn't in yet, or you know, maybe we can get you a bus pass because you know your paycheck didn't quite cover it this month. So there's a lot of resources that we have that students just aren't aware of, and by leveraging the answers that students provide us to the chatbot, we're then able to kind of see who we can help and reach out to, and maybe they will stay enrolled in the school versus leaving because they just didn't know that there were these resources.
And again, to reemphasize what you said earlier, you can track use of these apps, but you have no idea who's talking about what. There really is no privacy concern, but you are able to track usage. So now what do you do as this data begins to come in?
Yeah, so we're building a back end kind of spreadsheet that shows us what data points a student may be most vulnerable so that we can look at our systems to ensure that we have designed our systems appropriately. So an example might be that we really see a lot of first-term students struggling in the first 6 weeks because they just don't know about financial resources available to them at the college. So we may then look at our first term classes and ask those faculty to make different announcements in their courses so that we can get information to students differently. Or we may send chatbot messages out about our timely care services because we're not seeing enough students register. So we're able to kind of leverage that information to provide us with better understanding of who's succeeding and why, or who's struggling and what is the struggle, and is there anything the college can do to influence and be a more positive resource for those students? Some things we just may never be able to influence, but you know, part of it is trying to understand what is it that makes a student stop attending, and is there anything that the college can do to support that student? And if we can't do anything to keep them enrolled, what can we do to ensure that when they are able to return, they can do so seamlessly and successfully?
If you want to have a successful education at Finger Lakes Community College, there's an app for that. There's 2 apps for that, Timely Care and EdSites Chatbot. Sarah Whiffen, Associate Vice President for Student Affairs, has been our guest on Inside the FLX. What a great innovation. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.